Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Double Jackpot, Dale Hogue, California, USA. A noise came from the phone booth near the counter where I was getting change after my purchase. An old gentleman stood perplexed as coins tumbled out of the payphone onto the phone booth floor. "Wow, you really hit the jackpot," I said, watching coins scatter across the floor. "What did I do? I put in a quarter and pushed this little lever. Did I break the phone?" "I think when you pushed the lever, the coin gadget released all the coins it had," I replied. "What do I do now?" he asked the counter clerk. "The money doesn't belong to me." "I don't know. This has never happened before." The clerk got a broom and started sweeping the coins back towards the booth. "Perhaps you can take one coin and call the company that services the phone booth. Somebody there must know," I suggested. "That's an idea," the old man said. He took a coin from the floor, placed it in the slot, and called the number listed. Curious, I stuck around to see what happened. The clerk swept the coins onto a dustpan and emptied it into a bucket. "Must be at least $20 worth of coins there, don't you think?" I said. "A whole lot more than that. Wouldn't surprise me if there was over $50, the clerk ventured. Wow, who knew that type of phone could hold that much money? The old man was talking to the phone company. "But the money's not mine, don't you understand?" He turned to us. "She wants me to keep the money. That's mighty generous of her." "Why does she think you should keep it?" I asked. "But the money doesn't belong to me. It's not mine." He was getting a little bit agitated, gesturing at the phone, then at the floor. "No, I will not keep the money. Tell me what you want me to do with it." He listened to instructions. He indicated understanding and hung up. "What did she say?" the clerk asked. "Put the money back into the phone with the coin slot," the old man replied. "Give me the money bucket, please." The clerk handed him the bucket and went to put away his broom and dustpan. The old man sat down on the phone booth stool and started feeding the coins into the phone. "I sure admire your integrity," I told him. "Most people would have just taken the money and walked out without a moment's hesitation. I'll tell the students in my high school class there are still honest people in the world, because today I met one." The old man waved his hand to me and continued to stick coins into the phone slot as I left the store. What a jackpot, I thought. I saw an honest man at work. That doesn't happen every day.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.